Welcome to The Intersection on this Thursday night. I hope you've been having a good day. It's been an interesting one in the world. I've been reading up on some really gross stuff about Casablanca and elite modeling and Trump and all this. Ew. I don't want to talk about that. These people are disgusting. Trump, in his infinite wisdom, well, I don't know that Trump's really doing anything, but the people around him that he put in place, the morons, well, what did they do? Yes. You know, the black police chief in D.C. doing a fantastic job, having gotten crime down 30% over last year, you know, which was 20-something percent over the year before. I mean, sounds like she's doing an excellent job. But... you know, she's a black woman, so can't have that. So they found a mediocre white man that doesn't have near the qualifications and put him in charge instead. I mean, their racism is just so open and blatant. It's just, they keep replacing highly qualified women, people of color, you know, black or brown, and members of the LGBT community, who happen to be some of the most qualified and, you know, doing a really great job at their job. And they find mediocre white men to replace them. Or unqualified Barbie dolls to replace them. Alcoholics, puppy killers. Bunch of people with accusations of sexual assault and rape and other horrible things, just freaking all over. But they replaced people who were extremely qualified. Duffy. I think he's another one of those Fox News sleazes. Replaced, for example, Pete Buttigieg. Well, Pete Buttigieg speaks 10 languages and is a Rhodes Scholar and, you know, did a really great job as mayor and did an excellent job as transportation secretary. He really did. He's, you know, it's not often that you remember who the transportation secretary is. I mean, I couldn't tell you, and I follow Texas politics quite closely. I couldn't tell you who it is in Texas. Or, you know, who's got that job or the similar job at the state level. I don't know. But Pete did such a good job. And he was so well qualified. He's such, you know, he's amazing. I have to say. I was not impressed with him back in 2020, but in the in-between time when he was on the Biden administration as a transportation secretary, I really grew to respect him. I can't say that about anyone in the second Trump administration. Now, if you ask me, people I admired in the first Trump administration, well, there were people I admired. Dr. Fauci, I admired. You know, of course, too many people admire Dr. Fauci and listen to Dr. Fauci, so the far right had, the MAGA had to make him the bad guy. And they had to just, talk terrible about him because, well, you can't have anyone outshining Trump. That's just not allowed, Not allowed. You can't outshine Trump. He had generals that Mark Esper, when it came time, told him no, General Milley. It might not have been my top choice, but he knew what he was doing, and he was good at it, and he was respected by the troops. And look at who, Pete Hegseth. He's a drunk, alcoholic, weekend host on Fox, and he's got at least one person accused him of sexual assault, rape. And so here we are. That's who we've got in. These government jobs are important. They are really important. And it's important that we have qualified people in them. And making it about, saying, oh, we're against DEI. And DEI seems to mean that it's a person of color, it's a woman, it's a member of the LGBT community. Because they're diverse. And heaven forbid, we should... It makes me sick. It really does. It looks like California is going ahead and moving forward on redistricting. And so is, and I believe that New York and Illinois are following closely behind. That's because you got to fight fire with fire. If they're going to, Texas was already gerrymandered to hell and back. And, I can remember when they went after, a couple of different, the places where I've lived, that's where they've gone after the seats. It's like, oh, there's a Democrat, or a Democrat almost won there. My district now goes 400 miles west and north all the way to the top of the panhandle, which, ladies and gentlemen, is the same distance as it is from Cleveland, Ohio, to New York City, or it's about the same distance from San Francisco to LA. Imagine those two cities being in the same congressional district. It's utterly stupid. But it wasn't quite enough. The district I used to be. Oh, look, here comes Wayne. Wayne. I wonder if we'll get Charlie tonight. Or Alan. Hey, Wayne.
Oh.
Do you think we'll have anybody else tonight?
Alan should stop in.
Okay. What about Charlie?
I didn't see Charlie on the either. On the ramble. I didn't see him there, so. Maybe if he's doing the umpiring thing and comes home a little later or whatever.
Yeah, maybe so. He might
show up. Yeah.
So, how was your weekend? I haven't seen you since last week.
Yeah, nothing eventful. Let's see, it's already a few days back already. Yeah, I can't remember it now, but yeah, nothing was eventful apparently.
Nothing eventful.
Now Saturday, the next door neighbor had a big party, whatever there, and he asked if he could use my driveway for the valet service to park cars in. So, yeah, I let him park it. Nobody's got about 12 cars in the driveway there. So, all expensive ones, you know.
Did they invite you to the party?
No, but he did, after it was over, came over and brought a big shopping bag of food, you know, that they had there.
Oh, what was it, good food?
He's Indian, you know, not cowboys and Indian. I mean,
He's
India,
India Indian.
So that had there were, you know, one, two, three, four, there were about six or eight different things in there, and I tried one that looked like sausage. It looked like sausage that was cut, you know, link sausage that was cut in smaller pieces at an angle, you know, and there were some fish that also in that container. They're separated, you know, left and right, but I thought I'd try those first. So I tried that, what I thought was sausage. It was probably ground meat made to, you know, hamburger meat with a lot of seasoning and stuff like that, because the way it broke apart as I was chewing it, it felt more like hamburger, you know, I should say ground beef, you know. But man, boy, they must love their spices or whatever, because
Oh, yeah, the Indian food can get very spicy.
and that was probably the spiciest of all of the items that he brought over. But I started with that, and I said, whoa. It took me two cans of iced tea and a bowl of ice cream to kind of get that away, you know.
Do you have some plain yogurt?
One of them was yogurt, but
Because
I don't, you
if you
know,
add
I don't eat yogurt, you know.
yo if you add yogurt, it will cut the bite on it a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, and it'll also cut down on the acidity of it also.
Okay, well, they were pretty
And
strong,
that's a thing that they do in India, in
yeah.
Indian food, is they'll make a curry and then they'll add yogurt to it at the table.
Okay. Yeah, well, I tried a little bit of almost everything. You know, there was eggplant. I don't really eat eggplant. One, you know, there was the yogurt. It looks like it was mixed. Looks like there was a salad. Also, you know, a small salad in that thing, in that particular container, but
Probably
there
kind of
was,
like raita with cucumbers in it and stuff.
that's what it kind of looked like there, yeah. But I tried it was labeled as kebab on the plastic container that he had there. So I had that, the fish, and the chicken, and. You know, unfortunately, I started with the highest seasoned one, you know, and worked my way down there. So,
Bread also helps. Just eat some
yeah,
bread.
they actually included some like flatbread, you know,
Naan?
like the crust, you know, of like what a pizza is made of, but without any toppings whatsoever.
Yeah, it's
I mean,
called
not
naan.
even tomato sauce, you
Naan.
know.
Naan.
So,
Was it garlic naan?
I don't know.
I love
Well, it
garlic
didn't.
naan.
Didn't I couldn't tell that taste in it, but
Well,
yeah.
Alan's here now.
Yeah, there he is.
Yeah, I got my dinner, I got a cup of coffee, two chocolate chip cookies, and four prepackaged Costco hard-boiled eggs.
And two hard-boiled eggs.
Four. There's two
No, no, no.
prepackaged.
It's a quote. It's
Oh,
a
okay,
movie
sorry.
quote. It's from A Night at the Opera, the Marx Brothers. One of the most famous scenes is the stateroom scene, and when he's outside giving his order to the room service, he lists off a bunch of things, and you hear Harpo's horn twice, and Chico's and two hard-boiled eggs. And so, and then the like 20 times and two hard-boiled eggs.
So the interesting thing about this is they come in packs of four, but one package has, they're shelled, cooked, and everything. Put a little water in there, and they're guaranteed until, like, October. Mm. And this happens to be the Costco brand, but other people make them. I know that this would be strange to somebody like Wayne that likes to hard-boil his own.
Yeah, I hard-boiled them myself, yeah.
Absolutely. But you know, I could burn water in the microwave, so this is handy.
I'll pop six or eight of them in a pan, you know, like a that would make a whole package of you know, Lipton noodle soup, you know, that size of a pan, and bring it to a boil. Well, actually, I put the eggs in there before it gets to a boil, and then once I see the water start boiling, and then I go for another 15 minutes, and then try and ice them down, you know, cool them off, and then eventually peel them, and they come out. That's the way to peel them. In other words, after you take them, after you're done cooking them on the stove there, just flush it with, you know, when I say flush, I mean just run cold water over it, and I'll do that for a couple of couple of cycles in the pan there, and then I'll open a freezer and put an ice pack or two on top of it and let it sit there for a while. And they peel up, and they peel easy. They peel easy after that.
All right. Let me make sure that I've got my thing up here. Now, just so it makes some sense, the reason why I said and two hard-boiled eggs.
Stow it. Stu!
Yes, sir.
I say, Stu.
Yes, sir.
What do we got for dinner?
Anything you like, sir. You might have some tomato juice, orange juice, grape juice, pineapple juice.
Hey, turn off the juice before I get electrocuted. All right, let me have one of each. And two fried eggs, two poached eggs, two scrambled eggs, and two medium-boiled eggs.
And two hard-boiled eggs.
And two hard-boiled eggs. Make that three hard-boiled eggs. And some roast beef, rare, medium, well done, and overdone.
And two hard-boiled eggs.
And two hard-boiled eggs. Make that three hard-boiled eggs. And eight pieces of French pastry.
There's two hard-boiled eggs.
And two hard-boiled eggs. Make that three hard-boiled eggs. And one duck egg. Have you got any stewed prunes?
Yes, sir.
Well, give them some black coffee. That'll sober them up.
And two hard-boiled eggs.
And two hard-boiled eggs. It's either foggy out or make that 12 more hard-boiled eggs.
All right. That's the why I said and two hard-boiled eggs.
Okay.
It's one of the best movies of all time, and that particular scene, the stateroom scene where they're putting all these people in this teeny tiny stateroom is one of the most famous in movie history. But it's the Marx Brothers, A Night at the Opera. Yeah, one of the best movies of all time. And neither one of y'all are fans of the Marx Brothers, are you?
No, they're not Jewish. Really. I don't deal with Jews.
No. I remember going to see Animal Crackers at the movie theater.
I've seen it.
Yeah, no, I love the Marx Brothers. They're fun.
I like your green screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you go, it's one of the standard ones that comes with Zoom. That.
I can see how part of your head's disappearing and stuff.
But anyway, well, we actually have two people to play trivia tonight.
Where's Charlie?
I don't know, but he was the only one here last night. It was just me and Charlie.
Yeah. Well, I talked to Wayne earlier in the day because he wanted to make sure I was okay when I sent the message, and I said I was. I'm just busy and couldn't make either show. And so I called him tonight to make sure he was awake so we could both be here. And well, Charlie wasn't on Alex's show, so I assume he's umpiring.
Yeah, he's probably umpiring.
Yeah, I turned the computer on last night, somewhere a quarter after 10 or something like that. And it went into an update, you know, download and install. And
Yeah, I thought about when I saw that at, you know, 7 o'clock, I thought about sending y'all a message and going, hey, there's a big update, requires a reboot.
Yeah. And because I know, I think I checked it around 20 minutes before this show started, and it was still in the process, you know. So I went back to my sleep aid, which was the Ramble, and sure enough, dozed off before midnight there and woke up about 1:30, and at that point looked at the computer and was ready to be restarted. So but it was 1:30 already.
Oh well. Yeah, I came in here pretty early yesterday, and as I always do, I come in early and I hit the search for updates, because it always says you're up to date. But then when you tell it to check for updates, it always finds one.
Yeah.
You know, I would just, you know, if you have a Windows 10 or Windows 11 and the computer runs 24 hours a day, you're pretty well assured that it'll do the updates for you.
Except that it doesn't.
Okay, well, you got a problem then. You got a problem in the settings. But one thing is that some updates don't update automatically. So I've had, like yesterday, my computer did an update, said, big splash screen, do you want to reboot now or reboot later on tonight? I said, you know, let's do it now. It rebooted, and then I always check and click on the update button like you do, and there was another update there.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, well, why didn't they put this in there? It downloaded in about 30 seconds, and it installed, and it had to reboot the computer again. And fortunately, I have a lot of RAM and a fast computer. But still, it's kind of annoying when you want to watch something else and
right.
Go through this stupid thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why I always come in here, and I always click, I always go to check for updates. And it when it comes up, it'll say you're up to date.
Yeah.
But then when you click the button, it finds there's at least a security update.
Well,
at least. So, you know, every time there's at least one. I think one time I came and sat down and there wasn't an update, and I was just shocked.
I'll probably spend the $30 a computer and have maybe three of them updated here. I should say three of them continue a 1 year. On 10 with updates, with security updates, that is, instead of getting a new 11 machine.
Why?
Don't need it.
Does you already own the 10s, or are you?
Yeah, I already own the 10s, yeah. Oh.
Well, shall we play some trivia?
Yeah.
All right. This is, category is liquor. All right, what Scotch whiskey was named for the grocer who made it and sold it in his shop?
Chubbis.
No.
First and last name. It's a Scotch that has...
Johnny Walker?
There you go.
Okay.
All right, what famous Sunset Strip nightclub launched the careers of bands such as The Doors and Led Zeppelin?
This is going to do with alcohol. I don't know.
No.
Whiskey a go go.
No.
That's what it has to do with liquor.
Okay, never heard of it. Huh.
What is the common name for the Volstead Act passed in 1919?
Wayne, you were around then. What does that
mean? Nah, I don't know. It was 2 years before me. Yeah, okay. So.
I don't know.
I don't know.
1919, the Volstead Act, better known as, what's the topic?
The ability to drink.
Also called?
Oh.
Pre-prohibition?
Prohibition.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What was the Benjamin Franklin? What was Benjamin Franklin referring to when he deemed it proof that God loves us and loves to see us happy?
Discovery of electricity.
What's the category?
Forgot already.
Liquor. The category is liquor. So, what was Benjamin Franklin referring to when he deemed it proof that God loves us and loves to see us happy?
Get drunk?
Specifically.
Beer?
Close.
Ale?
Wine.
Wine. Wine.
Alcohol.
Wine is proof that God loves us and wants to see us happy.
Really?
According to the U.S. proof system, what percentage of alcohol makes something 190
proof? 190
proof.
Something that is 80% alcohol. It's not
95. That's 95. Everclear is 190 proof.
Right.
When I was in high school and college, we used to make a thing called trash can punch, which you made with Everclear and Hawaiian punch concentrate.
Yeah.
And they made it, they called it trash can punch because they made it in a trash can. One of those big metal trash cans with a garbage bag lining it.
Sounds tasty. Sounds gross. You know, when I worked for the sheriff's department, my first job in law enforcement, the inmates would get jugs, clear plastic jugs that they had stolen from the commissary, from the kitchen, and they would put sugar and orange rinds or something like that in it, and then they would put it up in the air shaft where the heater's at, so it would ferment. And inmates around jails around the country call that pruno. And it turns it into alcohol, and they can get drunk on it. Mm-hmm. I never felt like I needed to try it.
You know what? My ex-husband... Oh, look here. Here comes Charlie. Good time, Charlie. Here comes Charlie now. Clap hands. Good time, Charlie.
Hey.
Hey. All right. New category?
That's never possible, what your shirt says, Charlie.
It's never possible. No, that's never.
That's too much bacon. That's too much bacon, said no one ever.
Right. I couldn't read the small print, but yeah.
All right. Yeah, I was kind of surprised when I watch a lot of, on occasion, not right now, but in the past I've watched a bunch of different cooking shows and shows where they compete to make cupcakes or donuts or whatever. And they started putting bacon in sweet stuff and candied bacon in sweet stuff and, you know, cakes and donuts and stuff. And I thought, oh, that just sounds terrible. But then I tried it, and it's really good.
You know, I didn't realize that the green screens that are built into this, like you're using, Amy, actually move. Your green
screen? Yeah, your aurora is moving. Yeah,
aurora. Yeah, it's the aurora is moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
Charlie probably sees that every night, as north as he is.
No, not in Texas.
If you click on the up arrow next to video, you can adjust background and effects. Wow. And you don't have to have a green screen behind you. It does it automatically.
Okay.
Wow. There it is, yeah.
Okay. All right. While y'all are playing with that.
I've played with this before.
What two U.S. states hosted the first Apple stores?
California.
That's one of them.
And, New York.
No.
Nope.
Virginia. McLean, Virginia. Which is basically Washington, D.C.
Yeah, yeah.
McLean, Virginia is just right there on the outskirts.
That's right. Al Gore invented the internet. Yeah.
What rapper started the Apple Bottoms clothing line? No rapper.
I don't know rappers and I don't know clothing, so.
Yeah, same here. Yeah.
That's Nelly.
Nelly, okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that one either. All right, according to...
One of these nights, we're going to take the cards and let you try to answer.
I am perfectly fine with that if y'all want to bring some trivia one night.
You'll be like Mike Allen. You'll probably know every answer. You know, everybody thought he was, dumb as a rock. And, he was a nice guy to talk to on the phone. And he wasn't dumb as a rock. He just... never combed his hair, so I sent him a brush and a comb. It's my birthday. And he used it. He said, yeah, my brush broke years ago. So, but he was fairly smart there.
All right. According to Greek mythology, what war was sparked by a golden apple inscribed to the fairest?
Granny Smith apples.
The Peloponnesian War. No, it was the Trojan War, wasn't it?
Trojan War.
People blew up condoms and threw them at each other? No. Okay. Different type of Trojan.
Yeah.
What classic novel did Apple Computer allude to in its launch commercial for the Macintosh? What classic novel did Apple Computer allude to in its launch commercial for the Macintosh? Oh, this is a famous one. She throws...
Say the question one more time, I'm sorry.
What classic novel did Apple Computer allude to in its launch commercial for the Macintosh?
That's something to do with Lisa? That was a different before Macintosh, I think.
Classic novel, Apple Computers, commercial, very famous, alludes to...
I'll get laptops for everybody.
George Orwell. It's a famous George Orwell novel.
Must be 1984, then.
That's the one.
Why would they look... I don't know.
Yeah, what is that?
You remember when the woman runs in and throws a hammer and breaks the glass of the big monitor with the big face of Big Brother on it?
Oh, you mean from the movie 1984?
Yeah, but the commercial for Apple. She breaks the glass.
I usually use my foot when our commander in chief is on. And put it through the TV.
Well, this was like a big movie theater, and the face of Big Brother was on it, and the Macintosh commercial. She runs in and she throws a hammer at it.
I don't remember seeing the commercial.
I don't remember seeing it either.
I'm just old like that.
Lisa, which was the computer before Macintosh.
It was kind of famous. It's been on a lot of, It's been referenced many places.
Yeah, it was in black and white.
I probably should know something about
yes, it
that.
Was.
I know a little bit about computers. I don't know much about Apple, but they're, they were started and founded, like 15 miles from where I live, so.
If you cut an apple in half at its equator, what shape is revealed?
Depends on
the kind of apple. But, I mean, generally it would be a circle.
Round, circle. Yeah.
A star. The seed pod makes a star.
Oh.
Okay. I've never cut an apple.
We ask for easy questions, Charlie. And we end up with these.
Neither. Name either.
North Pole to South Pole.
Name either school that competes in the annual Apple Cup college football game.
I didn't know there was an Apple Cup
college. Yeah, neither did I.
Well, where do they famously grow a lot of apples?
California Central Valley.
Washington.
Washington State. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about them.
Okay, so you're looking for two colleges there.
The Washington Delicious College.
University of Washington or Washington State. There's only two colleges I know in Washington.
There you go. And those are the two.
I'm not quite sure what the colleges have to do with the question, but
yeah. You say so. They play in the Apple Cup.
I got it. So if they were around a pickle factory, they would have a pickle college too or something. I don't know, whatever.
Well, it's like Texas and Oklahoma always used to play in the Orange Bowl. So I mean, not the Orange Bowl.
Cotton Bowl. Well, it was University of Texas and Texas A&M that was the Cotton Bowl a lot of times. Well, the Turkey Day game was...
I'm talking about they played in the Cotton Bowl, not at the Cotton Bowl.
Yes, they always play in the Cotton Bowl.
New Year's Day or something.
Yeah, the Red River Shootout is always played in the Cotton Bowl.
On a rainy day, because cotton will fall apart on a rainy day. In a Cotton Bowl. I'm sorry, I don't know. So I am assuming there was a lot of cotton grown in Texas at one time.
There is still a lot of cotton grown in Texas. Okay. So it's grown in North Texas. See, different parts of the state grow different things because it's such a big state.
It's a giant state, yeah.
And there's so many different, you know, like down where I'm from, they grow rice and raise crawfish and, you know, a little... And then, you know, to the southwest of Houston, they grow sugar. And then they grow all kinds of vegetables in the valley. And they grow citrus fruit in the valley. Yeah. So it just depends on where you are. As to what
in Central Texas.
Onions in East Texas. Yeah. But yeah, a lot of cotton. What's neat? When I went to pick up my t-shirts, I get them from this place up in the panhandle that grows their own cotton organically, sends it to union factories in the United States, I think like in the Carolinas, to get made into t-shirts. And then they used organic inks on it. And so I always get, when I'm getting t-shirts for a campaign or something, I'll get them from there. And sometimes I'll drive up to the panhandle, pick it up. And it's so cool when you see the cotton floating on the road. You'll see these tufts of cotton there just kind of bouncing around in the wind.
Can we go back to how you boil eggs, Wayne? I just ate some hard-boiled eggs, but, you know.
And two hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
I used to love all hard-boiled eggs.
Well, you know, you can... I hate making them. Like, I can burn water in the microwave. But they've come out with these, and I showed them earlier. I'm going to make this real quick. Costco has them. A lot of places have them. There are two eggs in each little plastic thing, and you probably have seen them. And
get them at 7-Eleven.
Michelle, that's probably where I first saw them. But we get them in a big box. There's like 16 of these packages, and it's only $20.
The eggs are already hard boiled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're hard boiled
and shelled.
Wow! Yep, and they put them, two of them. They're not the extra large. They're probably medium eggs, but they put them in this little plastic thing that's sealed, and they add a few drops of water to it, and the shelf life on it in the refrigerator is like October.
We used to just put it in a boil them in a pot of water for 3 minutes, and that made our hard boiled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
But I could screw that up. I mean, you should have heard Wayne's description.
Well, I mean, you know, you have always had to hard boil your eggs for Easter, and then, but I do. I would get those from time to time. When I was in Portland, I had gotten some of those little packages like you're talking about with the two hard boiled eggs. I didn't get a box of them. I just got, you know, a couple packages, and I had them with me when I went with Roberta and her friend. We I can't remember. We drove out to someplace in the mountains, and I said, "Well, I brought snacks, you know, and two hard-boiled eggs," and so then I had to play for them. The stateroom scene with the and two hard-boiled eggs, because they didn't know that get the reference either. My references are really old and obscure, but I mean the stateroom scene from A Night at the Opera is not that obscure. A lot of people know that movie and that scene.
What movie is she talking about, Charlie?
That's a Marx Brothers movie.
Right on top of things. Yeah. As usual.
Yeah. That's
I'm old, so I remember the Marx Brothers.
Yeah, but at my age, I'm 10 years younger than you, and I'm very forgetful. So, you know, I've seen Marx Brothers movies. I know a little bit of history of them in Las Vegas, but beyond that, I don't know much about them.
Oh, Duck Soup and A Night at the Opera are two of my favorites. And the Coconuts.
Coconuts I've seen. That's funny.
All right. New category. Heat. Name one of the two active volcanoes you can visit at Hawaii Volcanoes National Park.
Kilauea.
And that's one of them.
Mauna Kea. Whatever.
You got the first part, first half of that, right?
Yeah.
No. Mauna.
Loa.
Loa. There you go. And as Alan said, pronounce it for me.
What did I say?
Starts with a K.
Yeah. Kilauea.
Kilauea. Yeah, I didn't know how to pronounce it. That's why I asked.
Is the biggest in the chain, and it's on the Big Island of Hawaii.
I have never been to Hawaii. I would love to go to Hawaii someday.
Go down to the fun dock or something in South Texas. Go to somewhere like that. It's funner. Go to Hawaii. I don't know. It's all right. Food's good. You know, if there's a storm coming through there, you got no place to hide. That's kind of cool.
I've only been to Maui. I haven't been to the Big Island or wherever Honolulu is.
I miss our. We used Honolulu to have two regulars on the show from Hawaii.
I don't remember which one.
It's on Oahu. Honolulu is on the island of Oahu.
We had two people who lived on either side of the Big Island, one on the wet side and one on the dry side.
Yep.
And I haven't seen either one of them in years.
I have friends of mine that live on the wet side.
As James Lee and...
I can't remember. Are they near Kona or are they on the other side of the island from Kona? So you went to Maui. Here today, gone to Maui. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What band has performed wearing nothing but one sock each?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That is correct.
Wait, they were naked?
Yep.
Except for a sock.
Never. Well, they had a sock on their penis. You know.
Oh, I thought they had socks on their feet.
No, no.
No, one sock.
You said one sock, yeah. They weren't like you where they only needed one sock. Oh, bad joke. So, but yeah, that was, yeah. I actually saw them live here in the Bay Area years ago.
I've never seen them.
Warned me, you're gonna see things, something you'll never see in any other band. And I say, God, you know, when we got there, I said, didn't you see the Tony Bennett show last week? He only had one sock on too. Which was just BS.
What do a divine Roman messenger and older thermometers have in common?
Mercury.
Mercury is correct. All right. In what...
Come on, Wayne, jump in here.
In what Terry McMillan novel does the heroine find heat in the tropics with a younger man named Winston? Oh, I love this movie.
Tropic of Capricorn.
No. Come on. I know you know this movie. There's a famous scene where she throws all her husband's fancy clothes in his fancy car, lights a cigarette, and throws the match.
Oh, that's Waiting to Exhale.
I thought it was How Stella Got Her Groove Back.
Well, I think you're right about that.
Yeah. Well, the answer is How Stella Got Her Groove Back.
Yeah.
Remember, she goes and finds that hot guy. Who was that? Who played the hot guy?
I don't think I've ever seen the movie. I've just seen
Neither
it. He burns the car.
Never even heard of it.
Oh.
But that was Angela Bassett, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And she, I'm trying to remember who played the hot guy, but Angela Bassett was fantastic. But then she takes all, she catches her husband cheating, and he's got all these fancy clothes in this closet, and she takes them all, puts them in the car, and then pours lighter fluid on it, walks away, lights a cigarette, and throws it behind her.
Yeah.
She catches it all on fire. Oh, that is exactly what I wanted to do with all of Mark's games. You know, just have a great big bonfire. I was just feeling that so much. I loved that. All right. What part of a polar bear absorbs heat from the sun?
It's a anus. Its head? No.
Polar... It would have to be a dark part of the...
Yeah, but polar bears are notoriously
its
white.
Nose? I don't know.
It's its skin. Know. Polar bears have black skin under their white fur.
Okay.
So it's hard to be racist.
Well, I didn't know that.
I can see that, yeah.
I did not know that either. Huh. All right. All right. You should like this category, Alan. Category is California.
Probably get all of them wrong. Go ahead.
All right. What is the major fault line that runs through California?
San Andreas.
There you go. What band dreams of Californication?
The Beach Boys.
Californication.
Oh,
I don't know that song.
Okay, yeah, neither do I.
TV show just called
Californication.
Come on, Wayne, you know music.
You know you know the answer to this, Alan. You've seen them live in concert.
the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
There you go. When did the first cable car operate in San Francisco? Was it 1873, 1922,
or 1943? 1873. 1873
is correct.
Because they were there during the
03
earthquake.
Yep.
What rapper's hit finds him indecisive about whether to go back to Cali?
All these rap music questions.
What? Yeah, really. I mean, what's this stuff? I mean, it...
I'm sorry. LL Cool J.
Okay.
I've heard of him.
All right. What?
NCIS.
There are a lot of rappers on, like, Law and Order and NCIS and all those shows. All right. What animal appears on California's flag?
A bear, right?
Yep.
That's correct.
What was a California prayer book to a Wild West gambler?
Mein Kampf? No. Wild West gambler. What was the playbook?
California prayer book.
Prayer book. I don't know.
A deck of cards. Deck of cards.
Oh.
Never.
I'm going to skip right over this card. The category is hip hop. All right. Here's a good one, at least for Charlie. Category is Star Wars. Which one of the following countries served as a shooting location for Tatooine in the original Star Wars? Was it Tunisia, Egypt, or Nigeria?
Tunisia.
Tunisia is correct. What Star Wars parody features characters including Lord Dark Helmet, Lone Star, and Princess Vespa?
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs is correct.
Really?
Remember the Schwartz. Use the Schwartz.
Yes, yes. Good Mel Brooks movie. Not his best, but good.
Yeah. It's definitely ranks down around fourth or fifth, but it's still good. I mean, it's still a Mel Brooks movie.
I think Young Frankenstein and...
The Producers...
Producers.
Anxiety, he did a lot better than that. That movie.
Blazing Saddles, of course.
Blazing Saddles was great.
I put The Producers and then Young Frankenstein and then probably Blazing Saddles and then High Anxiety. And everybody's forgotten Silent Movie. That was a fun one.
Oh, that was. Yeah, I had forgotten that.
All right. What hit coming-of-age film did George Lucas co-write and direct 4 years before Star Wars was released?
American Graffiti.
That is correct. If y'all are having trouble, I was going to say, and it led to the series Happy Days.
Yeah, if you had said, I was thinking of something else, but if you had said... And it was filmed mainly in Modesto or something like that. I would have instantly said that. So, but they did some filming in San Francisco, too.
For American Graffiti?
Oh, I don't know. No, I'm thinking of something else, I guess. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think so.
What am I thinking of? They're driving hot rods and stuff. They're in Modesto. Part of the time they did a lot of filming.
They did have hot rod scenes in American Graffiti.
Yeah. I don't know. Somebody look up location for American Graffiti. All right. What major Star Wars character dies in the 1999 novel Vector Prime? Charlie?
Han Solo.
No, Chewbacca.
Yeah, oh. Really. I mean, you should have known that. So, it was filmed in San Francisco.
Oh, it was.
Is what it says here. Wikipedia says San Francisco was the official city. And it's commercial, financial, blah, 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 blah. All
I did not know that. All right. What Star Wars prop spent 2 weeks aboard an orbiting NASA space shuttle in 2007?
The lightsaber?
Yep. What group of Star Wars characters were featured on the jerseys of the minor league baseball team West Michigan Whitecaps? Stormtroopers. Many of the jerseys were later auctioned for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Wow.
All right. New category. Comedy. What Russian comedian owns and operates a theater in Branson, Missouri?
Oh, what's his name? I'll hate myself when you say it. I know the guy. I can see it. I can picture him. I just don't remember his name.
He was often on Saturday Night Live in the early days. He went on all the variety shows. Yakov Smirnoff.
That's him. Yakov Smirnoff.
Never heard of him.
Yep, I just couldn't remember his name.
In 2005, what comedian walked away from a Comedy Central contract estimated to be worth $50
million? John Belushi.
Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle is correct.
Really?
What comedy troupe debuted in Chicago in 1959 with a review called Excelsior and Other Outcries?
1959, wow.
What comedy troupe debuted in Chicago in 1959?
Fireside Theater, I don't know.
1959. A bunch of people from there went on to be on Saturday Night Live.
Second City?
Second City.
Bunch of people from Saturday Night Live were from Second City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. What comedian has written a play, novels, and a memoir, and has released an album of bluegrass music?
Comedian? Bluegrass music?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really. It's a contradiction in...
Yeah.
Banjo music.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
If Charlie doesn't know, we're in trouble. Wayne, tell us about your hard-boiled eggs again.
And the new season of his series comes out quite soon.
Wayne's hard-boiled egg series?
Come on, Steve Martin.
15 minutes.
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin?
Yeah.
I saw that Steve Martin just had a birthday. He's 80 years old. I didn't know he was that old.
I didn't realize he was that old. Shit.
Well, folks, that's it for tonight. I guess I'll see y'all back here tomorrow night. Thank you, Wayne, Allen, and Charlie, for joining me here. And remember, it isn't what we don't know that gives us trouble. It's what we know that ain't so.